All right, we're 12 to 13 weeks now into this session here in 2019, just passed another major deadline last week, and we're starting to get into the budget phase. And so far, it looks like agriculture is faring pretty well this year. We're joined now, though, by Tyler Norvell, who is Director of Operations for the Poultry Federation of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. And Tyler, this is the first time we've talked to you guys this session. So kind of catch us up. What are some of the priority issues you guys have been looking at this year, and just kind of catch us up?
Yeah, the two issues in particular, in January and December, the poultry industry was making a lot of headlines, especially in Northeast Oklahoma, dealing with the setbacks and the growth of the poultry industry there. You know, we haven't grown in decades in Oklahoma because of the lawsuit that Drew Edmondson had against the poultry industry and the companies in Arkansas, and that's really slowed down the growth. And now, with some of that resolved, and you know, the Illinois River continuing to be cleaned up because of the things that chicken producers are doing and poultry producers are doing, we're able to grow again. And we started doing that, and some of the locals, you might say the extremists, kind of fought back and didn't like that, but it brought tons of opportunities and economic development and tax revenue to that part of the state. And there was a real outcry for the legislature to put setbacks on poultry houses and say, you can't build a poultry house within a certain distance of a stream or someone's home or a school. And we thought that was going to be a big battle this session. And thanks to the leadership of Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur and the governor, they handled that through administrative rules and did some setbacks that, you know, we don't ever want setbacks and more regulation on agriculture, but we felt they were more than fair. They had they listened to both sides and said, we think this is reasonable. And the setbacks they put in place protect citizens, but also allows the industry to grow moving forward. So we didn't have that fight at the legislature. They were done through administrative rules, and those rules will go into effect in September. So that was the biggest issue for us. And then we were very excited about the legislation that passed capping non-economic damages on ag nuisance lawsuits, which the Port Council did an awesome job of taking the lead on that issue. So it's been a very successful session for the Poultry Federation.
It sounds like with those two things combined that this really sets up the poultry industry for future success, like you're saying.
Yes, they bring tons of jobs. You know, a lot of people don't realize, if I asked you what the biggest commodities in the state of Oklahoma, most people would say cattle and wheat. And it's actually cattle, pork, and just right behind pork is poultry. So poultry is actually larger than any of our grain commodities in the state of Oklahoma. And if you go to eastern Oklahoma, you realize the impact it has. I jokingly tell all my friends in Oklahoma City and my friends from western Oklahoma, in eastern Oklahoma, the poultry jobs are like the oil and gas jobs in western Oklahoma. There's a lot of them. They're really good paying jobs, and the poultry industry brings a lot of revenue to the far eastern Oklahoma counties.
When all this was kind of happening, that boom had already kind of started, and I think it was kind of starting to maybe plateau a little bit. But from your perspective with the poultry industry, I know especially up there in northeast Oklahoma and there by the Arkansas line, that poultry industry is kind of starting to grow. Do you expect more growth to happen?
There are no plants that are being proposed to be built. What made the growth come recently is Simmons added a new plant right on the Arkansas line, and half of the houses went into Oklahoma. But as of right now, I don't know of any processing facilities to go online, because you can't just go out and build a poultry house. You got to know there's a facility there that you can contract with an integrator and a company to produce those birds. There's none that I know of, but we are ripe to continue to grow if we want, especially with the framework that the leadership in this state has put in place. That's a happy balance between our citizens and economic growth.
And I know, of course, some of the concerns out there was the environmental impact that those would have, but the poultry industry, they have a lot of protocols in place to make sure that that's not an issue.
That's right. If you want to go out and grow chickens in Oklahoma, you have to have a nutrient management plan. You have to say, this is what we're going to do with our litter. You have to do a lot of environmental practices. I'll never forget when I first started lobbying for the poultry industry, a certain representative told me, I used to be against the poultry industry. He said, but I've watched what you've done, and poultry farmers are more highly regulated than nuclear power in this state. And you all set forth to clean the river up and do things that will improve the environment, and you've done them. And so that's really refreshing to know. We said this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do better, and we've done that. And so that's been rewarding.
So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we got past another major deadline last week. We're entering into that budget phase. Talk a little bit about that. What's important right now to be watching?
Yeah, well, the main thing that doesn't necessarily deal with agriculture, but it helps rural Oklahoma, the big sticking point is, are they going to do another teacher pay raise? That's been a high discussion out there, and I think that's the sticking point. I think there's going to be some really great things for rural Oklahoma in the budget, whether it be for extension services, whether it be for water infrastructure, improving wastewater systems and water systems in general with our rural water organizations. Also, there may also be an opportunity to get some money for some cost share efforts in Northeast Oklahoma for producers that do environmentally friendly things to help clean up the Illinois River watershed. We've talked about that with the governor, where the producer would put some money in, the Conservation Commission and others, you know, and be able to get some federal funding. And then, of course, they've already passed a big supplemental budget for county roads and bridges, which is a huge thing, and we all know we need that in rural Oklahoma.
I know in the past that it's been looked at, or at least flirted with in some cases, the farm tax exemption, as well as some ad valorem taxes, things like that. Is any of that kind of factoring into this? Are you watching that?
Yeah, I'm watching that closely, and that is definitely off the table. Anything dealing with ad valorem tax isn't going to happen. Our ag sales tax exemption is definitely safe, and also the capital gains isn't going to be touched. So nowhere do I see any tax increases coming on the agriculture industry.
Property issues, anything?
No, those have all kind of been put to bed for this year. I think there'll be discussion points next year, but I don't see any potential property tax increases coming down between now and the end of session. So there's a lot of debate when they'll get out. Some people are thinking May 17th. I think it'll be more like May 24th, but I do think they'll be out before Memorial Day. But the main thing left to do is to settle the budget.
You know, overall, in all the discussions that we've had with our various trade associations here in the industry, that for agriculture here in Oklahoma, it seems like it's been a pretty good year. We've been more on the offensive than the defensive this year, which is not always the case. I think that's fair to say. And so I know that you've probably worked a lot with Secretary Arthur and the Stitt administration. How have they been to work with?
Just tremendous. I really can't say enough good things about Governor Stitt and the people he surrounded himself with, especially Secretary Arthur. They're open-minded, they're listeners, they seek out people's input, and they're solution-based. They really want to make the state a better place. I mean, think about Governor Stitt, what he gave up to go run for office. I mean, he spent $5 million of his own money to get here, and just have not seen a servant's heart like he has in a leader at the Capitol, because he's there for the right reasons. You know, somebody said the other day, well, this really affects me. This is bad for me. This really hurts me and my business at home. And he said, well, look what I gave up to be here. Let's not think about ourselves and think about what moves the state forward. And that really meant a lot to me to hear that straight from his mouth, how much he's wanting to solve problems. So he's very cognizant of the youth in agriculture and what programs like FFA and 4-H and the Oklahoma Youth Expo mean to the future of our state, and is heavily involved in that. So I'm very excited about moving forward and what his administration's doing.
Like you said, he has exposed himself to a lot of what Oklahoma's agriculture industry is, and it's refreshing to hear all the plans and ideas that he and members of his administration have for agriculture here in the state.
Yeah, and one thing I just thought of that they did is Secretary Arthur announced, and you may have covered this, the Ag Youth Council, where they went and got students that are going to be seniors next year to be an advisory council to the Secretary of Ag on ag issues. That's never been done in this state. So, I mean, it's exciting that he is looking to the future and what we can do to keep young people involved in agriculture, but also keep them in Oklahoma.
Yeah. What are we forgetting? Anything else out there that we need to talk about? Are there any outlying threats that you know of, or just anything important that we should know?
No, I can't think of anything else. It's just I think the session will end in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I feel it'll be a very, very successful budget and legislature for agriculture.
No special sessions this year, you think?
Don't think so. Hope not.
That's Tyler Norvell, Director of Operations for the Oklahoma Poultry Federation. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm your Associate Farm Director, Carson Horn, reporting.